split screen today. Good. So the first thing I want to report to you is on my research on that last parting comment of the Megillah Sefer. Mamas, right before he says, Bruch Rachmona Desayan, he finished in Tav Shin Samach Beis. His last comment is that he had a conversation with Rav Shmuel Arbach about the possibility of being Mekil and all of our Shilas that we have about our Kalim. Because come on, our Kalim don't absorb anything. And the Gemara says the Masech Tachul and the Kufir Alf and Beis, that in the case of the Gemara, they tasted a tremendous amount. The times have changed, things have changed. So there's a publication called Emunas Itecha, which I'm sure the Talmidim could get on their own, because I got it through Rabbi Moshe Shapiro, Shlita, the librarian, sent it to me. The main article is in Tishrei, Tovshin Ayin Dalet, where Rabbi Yitzchak Dvir, I believe is his name, writes a long piece. He did a lot of homework in his laboratory to find out how much comes out of a kli. He says, whatever comes out is butlin. Listen to this number, 170,000. I repeat, 170,000. He says, that's ridiculous. That's nothing. So they have all kelim, all the problems. The whole Shulchan Aruch goes out. Because the whole Shulchan Aruch is working a case. He quotes the Gemara Chulin. What is the Kulim Misharina or the Masha Yotzimine Misharina? Masha Bala Misharina. He says, but today nothing is, it's Balea zero. Zero. So even the ones who want to be machmer to be kulo because they don't know how to calculate it. But today we have laboratories, 170,000. It's nothing with nothing with nothing. And he cites a letter from his one of his rabbis, Rabbi Dov Lior, Choshev Rav from Kiryat Arba, who says he's masking to him. Then starts the comeback. Oh, someone did a lab, tested a different lab, and came out, and if you measure the pH, I took chemistry in high school. It's been a long time. Page that there is a greater degree of blia. Remarkably, confirming the wisdom of Chazal, the amount of blia in Kli Cheres is much, much more than the others, if you measure the pH. So he writes back, who cares about pH? We only care about the thing it's exactly with pH. So then there's a reference there to an article which is going to come out in Tchumin Lamed Balet. I don't have Tchumin Amidal. It was not happy. Hopefully it will be sent to me. If you can get hold of Tchumin Amidal, it's supposed to be a review article of this whole parash. Introduction of today's shiur. I would love to show it to you on the screen. So if, oh man, if somebody by Sunday shiur can get these sources and put them on, is it a moon? Is it, oh, is that someone? Hello? Can someone get these sources? So we can put, again, Emunah Sitecha, Tishrei Tashan Ayandal, and I believe also in Teves, Tovshan Ayandal, came to respond back and forth. They said, Rabbi Lior changed his mind. They said, it didn't change his mind. And the Bible says they spoke to three Gedolim, Usher Weiss and two others, that they don't accept this kula. Rabbi Yaakov Ariel from Ramat Gan also doesn't accept the kula. There's a whole fight that it was least he's accepted. I mentioned to you that as one of them said, I saw Megillah Sefer. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman's Mekel. Rabbi Shmuel Arbach wants to be Mekel. And I had Rabbi Shechter suggested it in the footnote in page Kuf Nun Vitkatzon. So the question, maybe the most important question of the whole year, after a whole year of learning. One second. Okay, that was a fish for Shabbos. Got to put straight into the refrigerator, so I had to interrupt in the middle of the shiur. I apologize. Okay, so that question is, we'll have to push off till Sunday when we'll have a probably more source, and maybe we'll have a split screen. Let's now go back to the Sefer Davar Charif. I told you this is a great Sefer, Davar Charif. It's a forgive the pun. He writes Charif. He writes sharp. Okay. So we have to give a sub. Did anyone look up that Metargim? I repeat it for you. Targim in Shabbos of Kuf Mem says that Chiltus is the best I can pronounce it. Teufelsgott. So who that is in Yiddish. So if you know what Yiddish is, maybe it'll help you. Look it up yourself in the Metargim of Kuf Mem. Okay. So fine. I want to go back to what we said in the name of the Biurim, excuse me, of the Megillah Sefer on page Tzadi Tess, I can't show it to you anymore. He says the Machlokas, the Mogan Avram, and the Eben Ozel. Let's chazer the Machlokas one more time. Eben Onion. You first cut the onion with a Fleshika knife. Now you cut it with a Parva knife. According to the Mogan Avram, that Parva knife is now Fleshik. According to Eben Ozel, it's not Fleshik. That's Machlokas number one. That we know. The Eben Ozer, Rabbi Ozer, I hate to be so repetitive, but I think it's so important to review. I see it one more time in Siman Sadi Vav Tzigim. We'll read it one more time again, one more time. Sadi Vav Siv Gimel. Here we are. Call the Magal Avraham, he says. The Magal Avraham writes, in Tough, Nun Aleph Amen Aleph. The B'dav of Chorev and Mo'el Nach Parnat. U'me'ai time ha'shaloki din osin. Ha'shalif omim cholchin v'tzangvil v'tzakhan shal basar. V'dokhan osin v'b'ducha. Dimsa v'b'ducha v'lo v'b'basar. It's feshik. V'ha'kach dokhan v'tzokho v'samim ochle v'cholav g'vapt. Terrible. What do you see from this? You see that it's a disaster. Ein dvarim nearly. How do you know that the Dov HaChor, no, not Barnat. How do you know this? You got it from Rashi and Chul and Kufin Beis. Snow and Shechot with Besach and Shabbos with Yos Lachol and Bekutach. I snap on Afrek Rashi. So the second parrot in Rashi is the notion. Came that Bechorev, Bolat Fame with Dov HaChor. Fine. Here's Dov HaChor. Ha, Dov HaChor, but not Rotsa Lama, the Tam Rishon, the Tzatz Vimenon, Elakli, the meat to the pot, fine. So it's weakened. That's the idea not by not. So it's called a Tam Kolosh, as the Iran called. Fine. But of a Chorif, so if you cut an onion with a knife, it doesn't just take a little bit out of the onion. It takes everything out of the onion. Because that's a Dov HaChorif. Again. So when it goes from the knife into the onion, everything goes in. True. The Tam Sheni Yotzakula Dabra Kharif. Only something goes from the pot to the fish, but everything goes from the knife to the onion. Fine. But it's chad no sentam, at least one no sentam. So mechilo nichas rak tas amal akli. Before you even get to Dov HaChorev, he went from the meat to the knife originally. It's only mashu at the time. Is there benina di dan? Yesh kanat barnat. When I bust the sakin in tam echad shechas sas the sakin, only a little bit goes into a sakin. Okay, we can see that you don't have an extra weakness, but it goes from the knife into the onion. Fine. From the onion, only a little goes from the Dov HaChorev into the Kli. Yeah, how do you know? It says in Agamara, maybe it was originally cooked with Dov HaChorev somewhere in its history. Doesn't matter. So the Chorof Emavliya called Tam Raktasim Menu. This is the famous machlokas between the Mogen Avraham and the Eben HaOz. This is world famous. What's not, I mean, I knew about this, you know, from experience before we started Lewis B.U., but there's another machlokas which actually may be the same according to the Gila Sefer. It's really the same thing. Where that machlokas turned to the Siv Seif Das, right over here, on the Shach Siv Cotton Base. Simon Sadiva Siv Cotton Base. What does it say in the Siv Seif Das? Give a look. It's not all that long. Siv Seif Das Base. Not so bad. Watch what he says. We know the Shach says what he says, that in this situation, we are machmir, like the opinion of the second in Rashi. It's not like they don't say no or not. Prichodesh chorapo. He's angry at the Ramon, at the Shach. He passes the kula. What does that mean? At the Mechab and the Ramah Paskin and Simon Tali Hey Nislushari Koshkin Devacharif. Yeah. Okay. And the Omer Khalila Lazuz Mishukanorav. Don't you dare? No. There we shown him all that way. Even on Nislushari, but Snow and Khurf of Duk of Gorav. Hey. Okay. That's what he says. That's first things first. Here's the main point. The Bechur for Elef Tamim Lo Mahani. 1,000 Tamim won't help. 1,000. Why? What's the Loma? Al Derech Moshel. Snown Bisakin Botzer. You cut an onion. We like to use onion with a flashing knife. When the son of a mite, you put that onion in water. Umisham La Ochel. Acher. In the water, you cook a potato. And then you took the potato with meat, with milk, rather. Oh, there. Shee! You can do 1,000 times. It can go on forever and ever. Says the Biki Veger on the spot. But it's not the Enochen. Isn't that right? That's known. We call that onion. Pola ubola komashoye vesake. That's true. That part is true. That whatever the knife had went to the onion. That's true. So that's known about Kumasaki. All right, granted. We'll treat the onion as a veritable knife, a fishing knife. Fine. Bachakach, have a tamshenu ma'im. But it goes into the water. That's what it's tamsheni. Afan ninko kudasa mechaber hazezel. It's the prima golem. The be'ochlin. I did not buy that. Let's assume that. Become a Tamarishan Bisakin. That was the original time, was in the knife. Shechotachakt snom, Lord the Fat snom, yes, the audience is better than the knife. The Mishimcha refusal of Nigla Tamar Yosef. I'm a Mikomakom, on his Chazak Yosef, Mashere Bisakin, who pushed on the anxiety, as the Shem is Baruch. Says the Megillah Sefer, page 7, yes. Oh, he's speaking like the Eben HaOzer. So it comes out that the Rabbi Kiveger is like the Eben HaOzer. And he called the Magen Avraham, he called the Prima God. That's what it says in the Megillah Sefer, and I thought it was Gemaldic. It makes great sense to me. Comes along, the Sefer Dovah Charif, and he says something very sharp. A purposeful pun. The I'll show you what page it's on. It's page one later on. Page Kuf Ayin Dalid. He starts off that way. Yeah, it sounds mamish machavan word for word to the Megillah Sefer. But the machlokas over here is the same machlokas as over there. L'chora. He has the word l'chora. That was the dangerous word of us. L'chora. L'chora. Rebbe Kiva Eger. It's like the Eben HaOzer. Right? And the Magen Avraham was like the Prima God. That's what he says on Kufayin Dal. But on Kufayin Hay, he says, no. He quotes the Rahagorn, Rav Mordechai Gross Shlita told him, one of the great rabbis of the B'nai Brak, not necessarily so. Maybe even according to the Magen Avraham,
we can say that a kivegan a primogon. It's a kula. Why he explains? Ah, kala kosa v'mogan aram b'tam b'osar an niflat b'dav v'chorif niflat b'kli lo niklash v'nasa kli l'shalosar. What happens? You cut the onion in fleshes, then you cut it with parf. So the parf and knife becomes fleshic. Etc. That's it. Then he says, in that case, often I love it to shiny, not say they are churva, vindiva time we shown, bikli. That's his case. That's his case. So, all right, so we saw, remember the Megillah Sefer, it depends upon is it weakened on the way in, or weakened on the way out, and now it's for this way, that. Okay, we're going to have machlokes. But, in Rabbi Kivegan, the people got him says over here, and say das of cotton bays, mevashal davachor b'mayim. There's a water medium here, not an onion. Av shetam b'osah shememachal acharif hu tamrishom shenivla bo. The meat flavor of the onion has a status of tamrishom. Ad yaduchah b'churif. Fine. Mikol b'kom ka'es. Why? Not only is the water not sharp, after vatan kavach acharifa shel adav acharif. We know, we sort of discussed it before, if you cook an onion, the water loses its charifas. It came, ma mahani lon ma shamachal shebalu abbasu acharif. Who cares that the onion, which has flesh, is sharp, so, when the flavor goes from the onion into the water, excuse me, the prima gadim is wrong. It's poshut that the prima gadim is wrong. It may be wrong. It's not pashut that it's wrong. So the Chor, you have to say that but I think we have to defend the prima gadim as well. It's true that after it cooks, it loses its harifus. When as soon as the cooking begins, it hasn't lost its harifus yet. So again, I read the words of Rabbi Gross as quoted over here, page Kufayin. He says as follows. Who cares that the onion as tarmish because it absorbs flesh with duchah b'churva. Ke'es v'bishul zeh she'enu v'bishul shel dav acharif. What do you mean? The ein amayim charifim and the mevat charifus. Is that full stop? But the first minute that you threw the onion into the water before it cooked, it was charif. So maybe the prima gadim holds that since at that first moment in time the onion was still charif. And therefore, perhaps at one point in time, it gave the water a status of charif, absorbed from the charif. That's why the prima gadim says what he says. I just want to point out, I'm not saying that this distinction doesn't exist, but the prima gadim made a mistake. That's really hard to accept. This is page Kuf Ayin Hey in Sefer Dov Charif. I wanted to bring to your attention. I thought it was a very important point. Fine. However, he goes further and says, you know, after quoting Rabbi Gross, he says, what will happen in the following case? The reason I'm going to this, Rabbi, so I have these shadows from time to time. Every time I have to look it up in the safe because it's complicated to figure out what to do with these cases. Here's the next case. You cut an onion with a flesh knife. And now you fry that onion in a parva pan. I've had this question more than once. You have to keep so many things in your head to pass the show. There's no water in between. And you need a cash to make a parva again. Okay? That's what we suggest. So we'll have to come back to this as we go further to discuss what he has to say in this beautiful safe. Fine. Now we turn the page. That was Kufayin Allen. Now we go over to Kuf Ayin Vav Zayin Ches. Listen to this one now. Botso shenechtach b'sakin b'sorim. Okay. V'chakav tishlu b'tavshul parva. Let's say a vegetable soup. V'kedev v'chalov b'sasoma. Oh, man. Now a potential explosion over here. You have an onion which you cut in a flashing knife. And now the resulting tavshil, which has onion in it, is in a milk of a pot. Gewalt! Nechlechu ha-poskim. What's it did? Yesh omen b'di-yevin, ein ha-machol neser, and v'chein ha-kli en tzeruch ha-go. Why not? He quotes the Chadre Deya, and now a simen, and shut maral disk, maral diskin. What's the reason? Very interesting. In a certain sense, it's comparable to the famous machlokas we had in Tosfos and Rabban, and Mechaber Amon, Simen Tzadeh Gimel. You have fleishika dishes being washed in milch and kapen. Mechaber says, Nabarnat, the Torah, and Ramon's mach like the Sefer Truma. What about our case? Our case is something similar. I'm reading from the words, page Kuf Ayin Vav. The Tamrisha shall basar nibla mizaka. Fine. Umimenu lebatzel. From the knife goes into the onion. Vitam sheni edavachor v'mayim. And now what gets into the water? It's the tam sheni. Correct. V'chein tamrishan shall... Now, of course, stop. Kuvot the prima garden. I don't know if you can say that. He's elef tano in foods. But we're assuming for the moment, apparently differently. V'chein tamrishan shall chola b'kli. So now they bumped into each other. So they bumped into each other. And this sounds like the question. With a shatkin, without a shatkin, a partial shatkin, this goes back to Sadi Hegimel. Okay. According to the Chaber, it's not bar not. Everything's okay. The soup's okay. The pot's okay. Everything's okay. According to the Rambo, we should say on the one hand, the soup is usher. And the pot is also, why could they bump into each other without a shatkin soup? Say the Chadre Deya and the Maral Diskin, no. Because the solid itself, that's called Chorif, is a machlokas. Some say only Chiltas, or maybe it's known, are called Chorif. That's it, just those two. The Machlet Mikli, V'lo Shatvaram Charif. And here, in our case, of course, Shehutku, Ali Pluk, the Rabbosa. So, therefore, in our situation, you have Svek Sveka. Svek Sveka Lahoka. Why? Let's say it wouldn't be an onion, it would be a potato. So, it would be a potato, it's totally not by not. From the knife to the potato, from the potato to the water, it would be not by not. No problem when the milk gets into the same water. No problem. The issue is, well, onion is different. Who said onion is different? Not Rabbi Yechiel. He held onion is the same as potatoes. And you'll say he's wrong, but he thinks he's wrong. Yeah, but you have the mechaber. Called the mechaber, so you won't there anyway. A spek take a lakula. Unbelievable. This is a page Kuf Ayin Vav from the Maral Diskin. Tells you the same number. Sakam Yudalid. And the Chadre Deya, which is a sticker on the Shulchan Aruch. I don't have it. I don't own it. It's often quoted. I don't think it's quoted in the back of my Yalkut. The first. I do not believe you have a Chadre Deya. If I did, I would read it to you. Just give me a sec. No. It would be too long. He's a running commentary on the whole Shulchan Aruch. They can't afford to put it in here. But I take his word for it. That's what he says in the Chadre Deya. That's what he says. A sphex fake. However, not everybody agrees. He quotes the Yad Yehuda. This I do have. Yad Yehuda in Simon Sadi Hey, the beginning of Sitkot and Tezayin. Okay, watch this. Sadi Hey is the Simon where they have the Machlokos Mechab and Ramon about the Fleshika dishes in the Milchika. We rinse in the Milchika pan. Okay. Comes along the Yad Yehuda. Sitkon Tezayin. Because the Ramah writes, I think it's worthwhile looking at the Ramah. You know what? I'm going to look at the Ramah myself. Why should I tell you to look? I'll look. Simon Sadihei, Siv Beis. Siv Gimel and Sadihei is the famous Mechaber Ramah that we just mentioned. But Sadihei Siv Beis is something also critical for us. And watch this. Watch this. End of the Ramah. Kozek Shemachal and the Davachar. You cook onions in a flesh of a pot. Right? Then what? In bishlu b'cholov, you took that onion and cooked it with milk. Also, I feel it with the eved. So far, so good. Okay, so far, so good. Now, comes along the Eben looking toward the Yad Avram. I both say, I don't remember if we learned this Yad Avram last time. We should have. I don't remember precisely. Check your old sources. What does Yad Avram say? Sarach Lomar, Lavdata Becholav Oser. The Ramos is actually cooking with milk, this onion. No. Tafilu Nasa Beklish Becholav Oser, Tafilu De Yemen. You put this onion in the milk of the pot, it asks. Why? Sharein kan not livgam. There's no not livgam. Why not? Because of a charif. Vlo not banat det tera. Yeah. Sharedav charif moti. Right? The charif takes everything out of the original pot. Kare belu abotam rishin. Him nasa lakach beklisha min hasheni. You put it in the milk of the pot. Gam ken moti men tam mamish kerishim v'raydim lebo bosa v'cholim mamish. A disaster. The food is treif and the pot is treif. Printed in Ashur Menorah. Yad Avram. Comes along the Yehuda. Sivkon Tezayin. Watch this. Lav davka v'cholav. To one of the bishop tafla b'kli cholav en yomo. Ozo didan den aktina k'asefra truma gabi koros. Yeah, we know, but that too late for Nivla Behem Tarmishin. Period. The Bishop of a Chorav, Yocholios, the God. Uh oh, stop. This is statement number one. The Bishop of a Chorav. Yecholios, the gam in akli bechalav, ain't no ben yomo. It's going to be a problem. Become a kum kevin shabo in a balua michalia le shvach, can gam kevin zahar at ham zeh bezeh. But the tzorech here is not sure, im achmirin bezeh kol kach. Why? Kevin da har bechol kam al sefer a truma, mechab against the ramo, vein ben ben yomo, har be matirin, only chiltis, full stop. So what he's doing over here, he's not willing to accept speksveka of the Chad Medea and the Maril Diskin. He holds the Chumah like the Avraham. He throws in an additional stuff of Eina Ben Yomo. He's willing to consider it. Maybe we shouldn't go that far. It's a very important clause which come up in these chapters, Aloch and Lemaisa, that the Sefer Devachorah is explaining over here. Explaining over here. Then, just make life more complicated, he tells you on page Kuf, Ayin, Ches, to look up the Shulchan Aruch. Let's look it up together. Sven Sadi Dalet Sivov. Let's open up, I'm going to say, please open up the Shulchan Aruch. Sven Sadi Dalet Sivov. We know all these things, right? We just learned them, we just chazed them recently. We're supposed to know it. Okay? Either it's fine. Extension of the Not by Not Sugya. Before we start Siv Vav, a quick feedback and say, hey, remember when we started the whole new Sugya, we started with Sadi Dalet Hey. What does it say in Sadi Dalet Hey? In Bishlu Mayim Bikdei Chadasha, the Tochavu Kafu Levis, Akach Kichosu Bishlu Mayim Pap Acheres, Tochavu Kams Kachosu, Ushtei Akapo, so you, B'nei Yomon, and it was not shishim. Also, the shtamish kedera lo basa v'lo chalav. absorb both basar and chalav. It's not or not. So for some reason, we're not going to accept the not or not leniency in this case. Again, the shach wants to argue this. Can we tell the minig? I'm not going to go into that. Siva, b'tzalim, all your rakas. This is such a dangerous line the mechaber started with. B'tzalim acharif, and your rakas are not acharif. So this puts you in a compromised position before you even start. The first three words, b'tzalim, all your rakas. Whenever there's going to be a fourth line between acharif and not, you have to figure this one out. So b'tzalim, all your rakas. Shebluim mibasa doesn't say how it's bluim mibasa. Doesn't say a word. That's going to be a critical point momentarily. There's some meat taste in either the onion or the potatoes. And now you cook it in a milchika pot. You have a problem. If you can compute how much meat is in either the onion or the potatoes, if the shishim against the meat, you're okay. Otherwise, not okay. Okay. Otherwise, you're not okay. Why you're not okay? Why are you not okay? Units is not 60. Why are you not okay? So it all depends on the cases. The Taz is what rules everything. It's problems. The Taz says, how's a blue buster? Pirish. Buster ato. Yeah, you put some meat in the potatoes. You made a cholent. You made a cholent. And meat and potatoes. You took the meat out, but the potatoes have a direct clear of the meat. That's case number one. I understand. Oh, shechotchan b'sakin shal basar dak dak. Ooh, you have the potatoes were cut with a flesh of the knife. Rebbeinu shalom, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? Gevalt. Who is this kasha? Not me. The hafla. Turn to the hafla if you don't mind. Remember, who's speaking here? Maran Bet Yosef. Where's Nate? He's not here when I need him. Maran Bet Yosef. It's the Mechaber speaking. The Mechaber holds inside of Hegimel. We can be making all of these questions. They don't meet with a shatchan, to go back to the original example we gave. Take a look at both. You have the back of your Shulchan Aruch. I'm pretty sure I have it. The hafla. The hafla right over here in Simon Sadi Dalit Sivov. Kiddushi Afla. Here you go. Sadi Dalit Vov. Here we go. The Chorot Tamua. The Chorot Tamua. Came with the Mechaber Sule Kamansim and Sarayes of Gimel. The Lochashin of the Eir of Ablatis, because it has to go through a Shatchan and it takes a while for the Shatchan to get back to you. Give me for using these funny languages, but just take everybody up. And so that's the examples we gave in Sarayes Gimel. Can I feel you neger abos rabalua ein tzarech? Mele the Balachruva said, oh, he's the Shitoso. He holds like the Rabo. But the Mechaber Shitoso Kosher. It's an interesting answer. The Negiya Zebazah. Why do we worry about Negiya Zebazah? How do you know the Rosh quarter of the tourism inside the hay? Again, not going into all the details. Mishum explains the Bishnei Kalim Kaba the Svirland and Belia Otsim Miklikli Bela Rotev Al Kain Sarloma Daideha Rotev Nichnas Havale Not Bar Not. It has to go with the Shatchin. No Shatchin. A boy can't meet a girl today without a Shatchin. So a Kli can't meet a Kli today. When I shatchin, ain b'loyot the lorot of the rot of the shatchin, it comes to napar na. Avo b'machol lekli shows the b'lorotev chashina the negiyah. They're gonna touch each other. Now we understand. Kitzolin came and shem machol Shaber Hashil in the Gilbeduk. Meredik. Meredik. Beautiful answer. But don't answer me. Obsal is Harif, etc., etc. Can't be. Why? Why? Because if you look at the Mechaber, what does he say? He says, listen to the words of the Chidush HaFlo. He says, can't be. Again, let me read it to you. Fisu, Yerokos, Ma'ikul, and Amar. Because the Mechaber had been selling many Yerokos. So don't attribute this to some kind of sheet by Dava Charev. Can't be. In other words, he's mach me'ir by Yerokos. Why? Because if it's going to, when food touches the kli, it's much more dangerous than when the kli touches the kli. As he explained, it's Sifras Adihei. That's very good. Beautiful hafla. Okay, this is good to know. I don't know if he spoke about this last time around. Very, very good. Hafla. Fine. On the other hand, instead of agreeing with this, explaining it this way, Kiva Eger says that Taz is not correct. Give a look. On that, inside Dalet, these are against Sadi Dalet Sivov. Sadi Dalet Sivov. We have the Taz and Cotton. He said it's referring to a case. Either it was cooked directly with meat, that shalom, or it was cut with a fleshik knife. She's looking at Rabbi Kiveger. He says as follows. First, it's all saying, Bish the Bakhtera Cholevis means only what? The fleshik pot. It's a fleshik pot, not just because he cooked it with milk. Fine. Then 60 will help. Fine. He says, like this, we're not worried about the tam cholov going into the onions, and onions become usher, and they'll asa the tapshul, they may tishim neged kol atzolim. No. Tam cholov should be tapshul, konish should nichas atzolim. It's not panate teiro. Fine. He said over here, from Pitzalim to Maim is not called a not barnat. Kevin lo hoya balu b'kli lo niklash. There's no kli over here. What means no kli over here? The Taz said there is a kli. You cut it with a knife. Teretz says no. Rabbi Kivek is arguing on that second ukimta. Of chotach b'mokom again, chotach b'sakin shel boso dak. No, it's only talking about the potatoes and the cholins. That's what the Sefer Davachara points out. I'm going to read you his words. This is like this. Rabbi Kiveger again. We already said before that Rabbi Kiveger argued in the Prima Gadim and said it's considered to be not bar not in the water against the Prima Gadim. Spoke about that earlier. Rabbi Gross thought the Prima Gadim is wrong. We can't say he's wrong, but it's Shalok Halacha. So it's not bar not. Ochen Rabbi Kiveger v'simus alidad v'farsh tapsolim bolu tabasa shaloi deisakim. He said it's no clean rum. It's the potato and the chalim. Mwah. Beautiful. Now, Rabosai, so what comes out? If there's no shishim, it's usher. And whether it's usher in the case where you cut it with a knife, the onion with a knife, as opposed to a situation in which it was cooked with it, that's a dispute. It's a matter of dispute. You saw. Rabbi Kiveger says no, and the Taz says yes. So I'm assuming he wants a paskin like the Taz for whatever reason. I'm just reading what it says on tap one more time. But again, the problem is that Mechabah lumps Pitzalim with Yerokos. So that's why it's difficult. Again, I'm reading what he says over here. It's Chazer again.
He says again, the case of butzel, where you cut it with a knife, flesh with a knife, you cooked it with soup, parva, potatoes, the case may be. So he said the maril diskin chaver, they are making a combination of factors. Yadhuda's machmir is only going to be willing to be making possibly, not for sure, it was in a benyomo, because it's a chiltis story, only chiltis. Fine? That's what he says. Ulecholade, 1 second, please. 1 second. Hold on, I'll get it straight. He wants to say, give me Mekel. He writes, like the Chandra Daniel Diskin. You want to be Mekel. If you want to. But is Evan agreed, you shouldn't eat this onion with milchiks. Even with the Evan, if it got mixed in with milchiks, the tafshil is prohibited. That's the Mefurish Ramah. Simen Sani Vavsef Aleph. Fine. All this is good. All this is good. Now it continues. Next page. Kuf Ayin Test. Rabosai, pay careful attention, please. Let's give you the page numbers. You can look it up later when you can get it on the online or directly. Listen carefully. Bada v'chayos v'varam v'charifim shenechta v'sakim v'sari v'chakar v'spash v'lemorav yorokos v'chayos v'arva v'kidere chalavis she'ena v'atsyoma. Until now we're discussing only a v'atsyoma. Then me'ikir adin hakidere achalavis muteris u'lechatchila lo yochal asamorag imachol echolav akim hotzi b'tov asabotzel, etc., etc. What's this all about? Now, Eina Ben Yom is going to solve the problem. How will it solve the problem? The answer is like this. If it's a Eina Ben Yom, then it's a Napanata Etera. It's a Napanata Etera, right? Remember, the Milchik pot is an Eina Ben Yom. That didn't make any explosions, Migur Adin. So Migur Adin is okay. We have the famous myth we spent so much time on in Sadi Dalit Sif Hei, that we are machmir without chorf. If you have a ben yomo clash with an ene ben yomo, we render the ene ben yomo treif, requiring a tagala. So that's only a minig. Oh, it's only a minig, he says. If it's only a minig, then we can retire additional shitas. These are shitas that a boss will not consider a davar charif, right? And since even the Adihudu argues on that sex sake, all the other ones involves an ikar din, he would admit, well, stay so much longer, it only involves a minig. But you still shouldn't eat it together with milchiks, even according to Rabbi Akiva Ege, that the yerek is considered a nap or not against the prima godin. So what? We know back in Sadi Ha'isiv Beis, we are mafer by not because of the rivon, the bishul issue. That's what he concludes. We go back to the more common case which I've dealt with. Just did this. Watch this. Listen, kids. Batzel. Shenechtechu b'sakim b'sari ben yomo. V'yachakach ovar b'shel sabotzel b'ashu v'chadome. Now I have the problematic case. Then what happens in this kind of situation? A much more complicated situation. What do you do now? So he talks about it in two places. What is the other pan? Is it parva or is it milchiks? So to start the parva, kuf peivav. I'm skipping you know, quite a number of pages. Butel shenechta b'sakim b'sari. So new the tikkun b'machem the parva. Hadav shani b'machlokas aposkin. Yemakli parva asav b'kachlim b'sari. Oh, we know what this is. Machlokas the Magen Avraham and the Evan Ozer. Oh, this is it. Machlokas the Magen Avraham and Evan Ozer. That's equal to the on page kuf peivav. Fine.
That's easy. Now what happens on Kupehei, the bigger disaster. So we can be made of that Eben Oz. Most folks can hold like it. Sorry. And then you put it into a tigun, which in a milchik pan. Yeah, I've had this. Everything is asur. Everything is asur. That's what he says. Everything is asur. A disaster. A disaster. It's in Mefurash Shiramah. And Mefurash Shiramah in Simet Sadihei. Siv Beis. Let's read it again. Patience. Sadihei Siv Beis. We just were there a minute ago. Let's go back again. Sadihei Siv Beis. Here we go. Dava Charif. Bishop Adron Charif and Mechli Shabasar. I feel the Eina Benyoma. So you cut an onion knife with a flesh, cut with a flesh Eina Benyoma knife, etc. Then what happens? In Bishlah B'cholov, we saw before in Klisha Cholov, also I feel it in the Yemen. Come out. So for sure, I'm more as per the Yad Avraham and the Yad Yehuda, the two good hands, Yad Yad, they both said the same thing, that it's prohibited, even by Eina Benyomo, because there's no head of Eina Benyomo, but not by Naz. Yad Avraham said so. The question comes, Eina Benyomo? We were before the Yad Yehuda. He wasn't sure about Eina Ben Yomo. No, he did it again. He says it's us, even Eina Ben Yomo. But then he says, well, maybe we should be more lenient. Came in the Harbech Chokim al Sefer Atruma. And they say that the fact that they get mixed in the onions, the milk can taste from the pan and the flesh can taste from the knife, it shouldn't matter. And then, and if in Yomo, Habim Atirin, it's only Chiltis. So he said over here as a Dava Poshet that is also. I think earlier he said that maybe there's room to be made by Eina Ben Yomo. Unless I'm missing something, there's a bit of a steer in what he's saying in this beautiful saying. All right, this is all Rabosai I read you until now from the Sefer Dava Chorif itself. Amazing. We're now more than halfway through this year. And I haven't yet turned to me back what we call the Kuntris Dava Chorif. So I'm turning to right now. Kuntris and Dava Charif. It's very, it's such an important Kuntris. And there's so much here, we can't do everything. Believe that or on, I'd like even today to start a part of Simit Sadi Zayin. But we have to get out of Dava Charif soon. The year's almost up. We have to have a Chazara and a Pechina, and we have to move it. But still, you can't pass everything up. Here in the beautiful Sefer, Kuntris, I call it, has a very, what we call, yisuristic inyanim. Fundamentals. Not details, but fundamentals. So, fundamentals. I'm going to go back to fundamental, which is found here. What I want to do is Sim Yud Aleph in today's, but Sim Yud Aleph, page starts on page Meches. He quotes the famous Ramah, who holds like the Rivan, Lechat Chila. L'chatchila, sli and visual by not by not as usher, only all of the car. Fine, l'chatchila. Fine. What will happen? These are two knots. What's the rest of the knots? Kimmel knows the time. What's it did? Maybe it's also us with l'chatchila. Who cares the second? Who cares the third? You look in Tosfos Kuf Yud Beis, quote the Rivan, Rashi's son in law, named Rashi. They ask them this bashlu, and they say, even if the Sefer Feirish, even if there's three knots in time, it's still usher. How do you know? Because they prove their point from Zvachim Sadi Zayin, this good chazor on the whole snap, but not sugya. And they say there, hey, lo, my deshani hosan, David Pashlishi. Vishyesh maya bikidera mitam zayir, nami beitz and mutarim, shiris bashlu maya bikidera. It's theoretically possible to say that Shlishi is better. No. But Rashi asked the kiss of Shlishi. So you see, Klar, that even Shlishi is a problem. According to the Rivan, even the Eved, according to us, it's Lachat Chil. Fine. Fine. However, the Marsha says maybe not. Maybe we had a haflo before. He's worried about the problem of touching. So the haflo, the Marsha says in that tosis, the shlomim no go to the machvis, they touch it. It's not tam shlishi, it's on tam sheni beheter. Then maybe then we would say shlishi would be muter. That you look at the same for truma, quoted by the Rush in Simon Lamin. He says, even if you'll say, although a nitzlulo, but this bashul is okay because of gimel no seitam, that's what he says. He's not worried about nogin. But that's very nice. The Rivon himself doesn't sound that way. The Rivon doesn't sound that way. He says, when it comes to cooking, it's baser, but the bishul mosi tam chazak shabas and mikdeva and neglash. And the no difference is two knots and three knots. And that's what it says over the Beferish. Sefer Truma is, I'm sorry. Sefer Truma is against the Rivon. Against the Rivon, Beferish. If you look on the Rosh and Pesachim, Perek Beisim and Zayim, there's one man who said this bash, it was awesome. Even if it's three no seitan. That's the Rivon. Once I have, I don't know if you can get, if you have it, wherever you are, you have a Gemara. I want to quote two Gemaras now. If you can pull that off your shelf, if you have a shelf, Gemaras. One is the Rosh, and one is Pesachim, one is Avodah Zarah. So Pesachim, Perek, Bey, Simon Zayin, who've been here before more than once. I'll read it to you. Perek, Bey, Simon Zayin. Oh. He writes his follows. Ube'erev ha-Pesach, kodem shochamishis, it's right after the korban nitzanal ayin. The shas heteru, mutal lahagel afilu ben yomo, shum davei nat bar nat, ha-chomets osentam b'kli, v'kli b'mayim, v'chozer v'nivla b'kli, 23, v'kulu heter, ha-vek mo'dogam sholim b'kara, the mutal lachon b'kutach. Vafilu the dimri I'm a farshim alawainis bashlulo the rivon achishar why the hasam habasar hanivla bedogim choshev tam ki nivla ochel ba ochel shedogim ruuyim lachila vabasar nosin bem tam lishvach hilkach asula ochel bekutach in this bashlu bikidera according to the opinion of the rivon. Aval hocha tamachometz haniflat min hakli lemayim v'chozev v'nivla b'dofne hakli eino choshev tam shiachza v'yiflot b'pesach v'toch atavshel. Why? Because it's b'kli. He doesn't explain barichus, but the Tosis and Avodah Zarah does. I'm going to read the Tosis and Avodah Zarah that I involved the last Daf in the Masechta, Tosis Mikan spells it out more by Riches. Listen carefully. He says as follows: same story. The Magilin Klei Chometz be'erev Pesach b'dalad shos shas heter hu yochal lahagel afilu kli ben yoma v'pavas mishishin. I mean, not by natural heter. How come it's Karov, when you meddle the Mayim, when you meddle the Mayim, Chos of Nivla Bekadera, by Diana Koheter. Number one. The old, he throws in an additional Svara. Presumably this additional Svara is necessary to neutralize the Rivan. The old, he also miskalkel tam chometz bekli she'en roya lachila, period. It's the same words as the Rosh, but he adds many very important words. Ad kan is the kud. So far on both sides, so good. So far, so good. Now, let's go a little bit further. Fine. So the question is, what is the opinion of the Ramah? The Ramah is machmir by Tzli and Bishul the Chatchila. That's true. That's two knots. What about three knots? Is he machir by three knots as well? The pashtus is yes, because bishul is three knots, right? He says dogam shin is bashu. What's the case? This bashu means it goes from, let's chazer again, from the meat to the dish, from the dish to the water, and from the water to the fish, which is cooking in the water. We're still machmer the chatchila. Oh, that's very nice. But here, on both sides, there's only one kli and two foods. What about a case where there would be two kelim? This is not clear. This is not clear. What's the din of two knots with two kelim? We are not exactly sure what the din is in this case. If Rabbi Osai, it's three knots and two kelim, then it's mutter. That's what we saw before. We saw that we passed like the toast and the rush. Three knots and two kelim, you can kasher erev Pesach because that's erev bala. What about two knots and two kelim? Oh, the Rabbi Osai, let's take a look first in the Nekudas HaKesef, Simen Kuf Gimel. We've been here before. We have to analyze it more carefully. Simen Kuf Gimel. We haven't even got, remember, oh, Rabbi Osai, we're almost running out of time. We haven't, in this discussion, we haven't got to Dav HaCharef yet. These things apply even if it's not a Dav HaCharef. Let's take a look at Nekudas HaKesef, please. Simen Kuf Gimel Sivav. Nekudas HaKesef. Where are we in? Give me a second. Let's take a look. I get the wrong sim. I'm sorry. Simen Kuf Gimel. It's in Sif. 1 minute, please. I'm sorry. It's in Sif Beis. I apologize. Sif Beis. In Sif Beis, if you look on the Ramah at the end, it's in Beis. Watch this. The Ramah says, read it carefully, okay? Avamiru atavshel arishin b'kach v'tochvu achakach akach v'tavshel sheni v'gam kein pogein lo nesra akadeira. It's pogum. There's the taz. Hoel shivkon vo. Hoel v'atavshel shari akadeira nami shari labi nat v'nat eteira. There gam kan nosin akach tam pogum v'tavshel atavshel akadeira. Vadayan atam pogum. So why is the Dr. Moshe Isaveta? Utmihani frektatazakasha. The Lama Nokad Ramoka. Shakaf Nesha Kila. Me Isapogum. Zahainu me atashal Arishan Shevo Isapogum.
I didn't put it in.
Why? Wafilu Mhoya Isar Gomer Bekaf Tchila. Betachu the Kadeva Sheshmo Tashal. She also Isar Shebekaf. Upomo. It's still. Havli akadeira not barnat. Ve'eno seres mashi is bashul ba'machakach. I feel him also a yisra shebekach nos and tam l'shvach originally. The kach nos and tam pogum b'tavshul. The tavshul nos and tam pogum l'kadeira. Ve'akadeira she titein achakach tam l'shvach v'mashi is bashul achakach ha'v'hap barnat ha'teira. Kevin she mitchila bo atam shal yisra yagadei p'gam. Before yisra v'et al-aruch. So why is he saying this to Rama? To the Nekudas HaKesef. Yofa keeping Rama. Gotta love it. It's always a loggerhead. Yofa keeping Rama. Why? The Kochach Kamos Yisav Ehtar Kain Shekat Bola Mi Yisav Pog. Why? Tim Lo Kain Lek El Shnei No Shnei Tam Only have two. And I have the El Simen Tzadi Yisav Gimel Bago Lo Shari Not Bar Not We need three. He said, the Hawk said, Kalim, Binyan Shlosh, even by Kalim. And I quoted in the Shaksim and Sadi Dalits, if it comes to the law of Ayan Shom. Ayan Shom. By Kalim, you need three Nosnei Tam. Two is not enough. Okay, also. So this is very, very important, the Kudas HaKesef. So he says two is not enough. Even by Kelim, you need three to be matal lechatchila. As the case of kashering and Erev Pesach, that's what Nechuras HaKesem is arguing with the Taz. Now, what does the Taz think? What's who's going to defend the Taz? If not, the Prima Gadim. Let's take a look at both sides. It's a little complicated. The Prima Gadim, Mishmat Ozov, Simon Kuvov, Kuv Gimel, Zivkot and Vov. On both sides, let's take a look in Kuv Gimel, Zivkot and Vov. As much as time allows. I'm Taz. Have a look inside, please. The Kavanah Samua. Dafilu Kafalua Minevela. Yisu Yayin, the host of God. Hakadeva Shari. The Kol Tafshu. Afilia Nevela Salashahara. Who cares? Tahavi Nat Baranat. Mikaf the Tafshu. Pamachaster. When we Tafshu the Kadeva, Dian Heter. That's really my focus. We saw in Sayyid. And can I see Shapir? Bishlam enough on the Villa, I actually see you on the Villa, Bishlu, a kind of Klee, Nazar a Klee, Loshayach not Barnat, the Tam Echad Beyin, Havi Kamamish. Fine. So far, so good. Now. When the kudos are kesef, heshiv, to the cleaving and gimel no snaitan. E3 no snaitan. This is the kudos are kesef kasha against the Taz. Thinks the Rambam is right. The Rambam is right. Says the Bekivege, before we go any further. Lani has daiti and omas viktiv zeth. Whoa, hold on a second. One second. He says, "Why?" So, hakaf umikaf lemayim umimayim lekedera. The niklash atam harbe vadayin heteru after tamachas bekaf hoye yisur. The kamakom achshav shahu ucham bekedera utam cholish shehu heter. Now he says, "I saw that the mechav means the prima gadim." In Tzadivav, Mishpatos of some contests, may submit the Niv Daito Adgola, diminish a call at time of you beheter, but Mahani Mashatam Beis, who heter, Kia Rishon, or Yabiyasir, is explained that if you've got him, Mishpatos of Tzadivav, in Tzadivav. Now hold on. Minchas Yaakov, Kal Behe, Heshavalatas, Tchashin and Shakaf, Noga Bikdeira Bliam Toy without a shatin. That's the problem. Okay? Now, let's go slow. Hataz Saidalit Ozayan, his commentaries has shinish of tosses. Yeah? Wishamachi Kosa Shapir. Now, what about Nagia? That's the first Harrison Tosos, if you recall. Fine. Lashaksham, who holds the first Harris, only what about? About the Gia, Hutzrach Loma and the Kudus Akesef, to be in the Gil Nos Natan, the Easter of Ed, Tom Lee said, so hey, there's Hutzku, Bior, Halemus, Alam, Habez, Shetam, and Nogi, flow time off that they touch. That's what he's saying. Osiapir, choose the day to be in the Gil Nos Natan. It's like a little bit of a cheshman over here. The king went to it, time is not allowed. Let's go back to the Sefer, Babakorov. What is the Taz Shita? So the Prima Gadim says that the Taz is more than principle in each three notes in time, but he holds here it is three notes in time. It's a big question. The time's not allowed right now to go into it. Is the Taz agree with the Shach? They need three notes in time, But here it is, two nose tam, or the Taz's business principle says it's enough to have two nose tam. I'll give you a kitzer. Again, I can't go into everything over here. I'm reading it from page Nun Hey, in the what they call the Kurdish of a Chorav Balacha. He says as follows. If you look at the pre-Gan we just saw, is it considered to be Mitchila Nivla Kaf Isum Mushbach Choshev Tarmishan Bekli? Dissolve so Huklash Bekli? Oh, no. Dilataz Kemish and Niklash Kaf Choshev Tarmishan Bekaf. And even though the calf absorbed is a mushbach, and we say be sur and I feel the elef tamim lo sharina napa not the sur is usur, here it's different. Here tam should be kederu pogu, v'have a head to present shafkar amina and came with the tam echad shal is a huklash v'kli, have a napa not the tera. If you can't tam risha on the calf, Shani b'tashil, u'shlishi b'kdeira, and then for the students with eres, and the shach says no. Kemesh akav bola miyisu gufei, elach shiva not mishan b'kaf. The kishasu shal gufa yisu b'kaf, lo mahani lach shiva not echad. The miyisu afil elam tamu lo mahani. It's a detailed machlokes from both sides. You know, napa not the yisura doesn't work. What if it doesn't work? Doesn't work at all. Well, no, it works a little bit. And the first calf, the first kli, which touches the iser, is at least only considered a tam iser, and the iser mamish. If that's the fact, that the taz and the shach both agree that you need three knots, and the shach over here, is it three knots or not three knots? That's what he's suggesting. You know, like the taz, that's considered three knots, but if it's only two knots, even with two kelim, it's not mutter. Maybe the yedin, not the chatchila. But then he goes back and says, even according to this understanding of the prima godim of the taz, the kaf bolam yisum mushba is shapa huklash, not a pshat that the iser is nivel of the kli, then it's huklash, it's three knots. No, it's only considered to be two knots. But the Prima Gadim is answering the kasha of the Orach Mishar, where it's the kasha against the Taz. Yisur Hetta says, Nevela Shenuffel Liayin is a Nebuch. Nevela fell into wine. And they got rid of the Nevela from the wine. And then they cooked the wine in the Kli, and the Kli is Nesa. You see, Aser, two knots. How can the Taz be Matir by Kalin? The Prima Gadim answers to him, no. Isavetna says, ain't the not by not, only if the Tarmishan is Bekli, v'lo, ne'ochel, le'ochel. That's why he asked us the situation of the veil fell into the wine. But in the case of the Taz, Shakaf, Bola, Yisuf, Mushbach, Afal, Pishi, Yevshel, the Tzai, Bezeh, le'not. It's not, forgive me, it isn't a not. When the Nos and Tam step down, when this happens, Mikomagom Huklash Tatamai the Akli, a little bit weaker. Chakash and Nifla me Akli Ochel Acher Choshev Not Echad. Not is considered to be a total of three. It's considered to only be two. It's a delicate nuance whether the Taz Maskin Tashach that you need three or not. I spent too much time on this already. I just want you to look it up. You can see it's on page Nuhay of this beautiful countries. Now, what's the bottom line? The bottom line of the Mishmas Elzov. What's the bottom line? The problem is there are contradictory bottom lines. That's the problem. Let's see, let's go flip through the Prima Gadim to see the contradictory. Now, over here, where we left off, in the Mishmas Elzov, Simon, Kuf, Gimel, Sif, Katan, Vav, after a very long discussion, he discusses what's called the Dina. I'm trying to find it in this. Here it is. I would say it's a little ahead, less than halfway down this Mishmas Elzov Kuf Kibbalah. Mikom Lin Dina, Ish Tzadet Kataz, The gam bekelim die beis no seitam. After the machle bevishul besimun sade se beis lechatchila bekli havi b'di'evin. Kamo shakasa leminchas Yaakov shem. Miu bekederos matches. Efsher who lechatchila kagam the nefsher ba'agola. Maybe. Fine. After my denogin, the Esther also shaded by Yom and Bissimon, Sayal is paid by God. It's the Chag and Hach, the Hach and Os. It's different than the Mitzvah. It's only a meeting anyway. We're discussing the Din. So the first play over here, he seems to be Megal as he put it over here in his language. Don't blame me. Prima Gunnar's language himself. What is he saying over here? He says, God became and died in Bez Nos Netan. Didn't say three. Two. Indicates it's really only two. And keep that in mind. That's here he is Megal. Kuf Gimel Sifat Vav. The Meister he is Megal at the end of the day. Fine. So far, so good. However, take a look. Rabbi Osei Insadi Hey Mishpas Ozov Sif Katan Test. Take a look. Sadi Hey, Mr. Sozov, Sif Cotton Test. Here, he wants to say, baby, I'm a climat, a matzah vision kasher. It's considered a chatzilah. Please turn to Sadi Hey, Rabbi Osai, Mr. Sozov, Sif Cotton Test. There we go. What does it say over here in 78? The Rambam writes as follows. The Yesh Ostrim, like the Sefer Truma, unless one's not a Ben Yomo, then if one's not a Ben Yomo, let's call a Kelim Mutarim. Everything is Mutar, says the Taz test. Also, Shu Ben Yomo Mutar, Gabo Mekabo. Also, Shaina Ben Yomo, Gabo Nesar, Ben Also, Shu Ben Yomo, why not? Did not burn Nadu. But then had the rule. Afaka should not so exactly. Marashay ben Yomo, Mele and Shemisir Olof. Okay, Mutra, feel the time region, Shalatosis Liel, Janogos, Pamakwas, etc. The Chumra is the Chumra. Not going to that Chumra, that Minik. That is the Minogan. Come along the Taz over here and Mishmutos off. It's if cotton test. Look what it says. Fiyero. Afakli Matris. Desh takana ba'agola, usam yorah klimatis, mikomakom, lo have kilachat chila b'nizvashlu. Here it's considered to be killed fei. What does he say over here? He says it's mutter even when it comes to a klimatis. It doesn't require agola. But in Gimel, he said maybe you do require agola. That's theory number one in this particular case. But what about three knots? Three knots, we said, no? Take a look at both sides. Two more prima gardens. Start with the Mishpas of Simon Sadidalad, Sikot and Vov. Simon Sadidalad, Mishpas of Sikot and Vov. Here we go. Again, these things are humongous. We're trying to get to the board. What does it say over here? Oh, excuse me. Sorry. Sorry about that. I didn't turn down my volume. Well, I mean, we're almost finished, so I hope no more calls will come in. Okay. What does it say over here in Sadi Dalad? It says, Miu im over bishul v'bosr v'cholov muter, tave nat bar nat. Okay. You have a nat bar nat situation. This is the case we spoke about before. We just mentioned it a few minutes ago. The case of the two kappas, your first profesh kapp, a flesh spoon in the water, then you put a milk spoon in the water, and then you cooked in that pot. It's butter because it's not burnt up. Fine, pirish, says the Taz. When I carve a mayim, when I mayim the kveira, we shem the heter, that part sheni who heter menadin, yeah, leave out the chumras, heter menadin. Fine. The question will be, what about the case over here, two kelim and gimel nuts? Before we discuss two kelim and two nuts, that's two kelim and three nuts. Even here, there's a dispute. Right? Because over here, take a look, Rabbi Osai. Please look inside. What about the minig? Talk about the din. Please look inside. The minig is a minig. We're not discussing it. Okay. Oh. Hold on. Hold on, please. Kavanoso. The Masha also the Chatchila. Who can Moshe cause the rabbi Torahs chatos? Hold the haminig lesser also shein the ben yomul the kamon b'hago after the nat by nat. Ah, inside hey, passing the ramo bishul chatila asur. We come ago kelim habe diyed. Whoa, but look what's in parentheses, Rabbi Osai. Bikli cheres. Whoa. I feel like, whoa. He says over here, Bikli Keres. Okay? It's considered to be a diyeved, at least be Bikli Keres. Okay, so it's a diyeved. But you would never be matched with the Chachila. That's right over here in Sadi Dalit. However, if you look at Sadi Hey, Sif Se Das, Sif Cotton Tess, take a look. Sadi Hey. Siv Se Das of Kotten Tess. What does it say over here? The Shark writes in Siv Gimel. Kara shall boss the Shuhus Kubi Orochalevis. The Khan. Jayata Lesben. I feel the Shneb, the Yoman. It's Moshe. This is the Shisah Hamachaber. Okay? So the Shark says in Siv Kotten Tess. Haina Bidi Evet. Even called the Machaber, it's only Bidi Evet. Aber der Chatchila in Ladich and Afil la Mechaber, as the Mechaber said, or a Chaim Tavlin Beis Beis, and she saw her milagu klei bosa ve lechol av yachad, el mkein echad memeinu ben yomo, and the Torah writes in the Kufaf Aleph, etc., etc., etc. So even according to the Mechaber, it's not the Chatchila. Fine. That's the case of the Sefer HaTrumah case. There's what's the case over there? It's how many knots are there? Let's take a look. Take a look at Rabosai in Sidhe Das. Why is Shach talking over here so much? We don't pass like the Mechaber. What's going on over here? Oh, he says like this. We wrote back earlier, a ligrom not by not levasha mikli basar al das titan mikli cholev against the free Yadosh. It can't be. Yeah. Yeah, im kain shemachi calls him a mechaber kan the lechatchila is also they ligrom not by not afki agavna nakamina didan kamer I as a kasha tufnun beis kol shachar mishmis mutal la mechaber no hosam havi shnei tamen mikli lekli ushlo sheinos te tam heter mishemachi shari ligrom not. That's what he says. That's the Shila. See, like he said, Shloshinos Netam Shnekenim Adayan Heter. But over here, Bimayim the Klisheni, Sula Vayisir, and Nigrom Zelachatchila, Mayridik, Mayridik. So he wants to suggest that's it's going to be Mutter. Then he says, wait a minute, look at the Shach Kufcha Fala Chole, the Bosser. Also, Chatchila, there it's Gimel, not the Heter and Shnei Kelim. Also, the Chatchila. It must be. It's Gzera Otto Misura. Esther, Bakli, Holobakli, Klimbusser, looks in the Tufnun base. Shouldn't have done Biyachad. And the Rav says, Koshke Yisr, no Lahagal Shukli Ben Yomo, etc., etc., etc. Shukli, yeah. So the evidence, Shari Rav says nothing, the Mechik Rav says nothing. Again. So Shlojinos Netam is Shekelin, his mother, the Chathila. Sounds like he's saying that his mother, the Chathila, according to everybody. The Rav says, the Rav says, Koshin Kli Yisa compares him for the Yevet. One second. The kid said, it's even a bit of a stira whether this is the Chathila for the Yevet, even with three knots in the Ramah. One person says, it's mutl l'chadchila. One person says, it's only mutl b'diyevet. Hold on a second. Now this is, where am I? I was just reading to you the various stiras in the Prima Garden. So now, oh no. Forgive me for the music. Almost finished. So now, we have the following case. Okay. Rabosai, the musical interlude is now done. Now we discuss the following child. He wants to know, not bar not, with two kelim. Here's an example. You took onions, you fried them, onions which were fried in a fleshika pan, and then you took, remember, we assume that once they fried, the wanu, the harifas is gone. And now I take a spoon, a milchika spoon, ain't either parva or ain't a benyomo. What's the din? L'chor, you'll say. What's the din? Even if it's not a dama charef, we ask the famous minig. If a benyomo and ain't a benyomo, the din is we consider the ain't a benyomo to be treif. Only that's a minig. It's a minig. We have that famous minig we saw before. Even if it's not charef, that's the minig of the Ramah. Fine. The question will be, let me just, again, we'll have to stop, but let me just finish one more bakul and then we'll have to stop. Look, he says, his ear is not charef, and it's rinos neitan, the medina mutter, could go on the mevashel, tashel parvash, and it's bashel bekli, shabasa ben yomo, v'tocha bo kaf shel cholav she'en ben yomo. Medina, of course, kaf is mutter. Take a look. He says, look on the shach. Simon Tzalidalad, Tzivkon Chav Aleph. Let's look there for 1 minute. Almost finished your post. Tzalidalad, Tzivkon Chav Aleph. Where are we? Medina HaKol Shari. Medina HaKol Shari. Because it's not banat. It's only a minute. Ramos is in the Chumah, the Medina Kol Shari. I'm not going to be the Shach because I'm not going to have time to finish this page. I want to finish the matter. Okay? Yeah. We call them Hechler Ramah, as we said before. It's a Chumah Ramah, but the reason is I'm not going to go into right now. Okay? When Kol Shekim, Hechler Delek Ela Beis Nos Neitam, after Havai De Beis Kalim, Yesh the Hachmir Lesser Akleish Che'ene Ben Yomo. Yeah? So the mice is not much of an achimid over here, but the din of a davachar, because even if it's not a davachar, we have a minute to be machmir. Okay. Hamir yesh adun. Ilu lechum es ramo, leser aklish in the ben yomo. Have a base, no seitai, they base kelim, now you shtar medina. Or maybe only if there's three. That's the shah we just had before. And we had all the pre-begonas, we went back and forth. He wants to know what's the din. Yeah. Fun is barley ale. Different prima godim elo hakor beru lo hakol bebeis no seitan bebeis kelim. Ad rabba sounds in some places should be machmir, right? Efshe ba'gola maybe even if it's three. So therefore, this is left as a din which is not resolved at the present time. I can't start the thing now, but we have to stop. Rabos, I want to thank you for hanging in. It was a hard shiur today. You have to review it a few times. I wish I would be able to show you this Sefer Davar Chorav on screen. The whole shiur today was based on the Sefer. Maybe by Sunday we'll be able to get things on the screen with the techies or whoever can help me out. As it stands now, the shiur is going to be on Sunday at the regular time, 11:30. Is that okay for everybody? Okay. I plan to wrap up next week. For sure, we have to wrap up before the Chazara. The Chazara may extend into the following week a little bit. I know people have to already get on with their summer plans. And so do I. You have to start the Moko. I'm not sure when Mo Rosh HaKol is supposed to start the Hilchos Avelis by the end of the month, for sure. So I don't know exactly when we're going to finish everything, but sometime in the month of June. Has Governor Cuomo spoken about the summer camps yet? Still not. Anybody up to date with this? No one knows. Okay.
I've been hearing different things.
I heard a rumor that Camp Shoresh is meeting in Camp Wayne.
That I did not hear.
That's an unbelievable rumor. But I think it's true. I have a different source about, because it was last year was in Camp Heller. And I noticed someone has dibs on Heller. I was wondering, how can I have dibs on Heller? What happened to Shoresh? So someone told me that Shoresh is in Wayne. Can you imagine that? We passed that camp so many times. Camp Wayne for boys. Never thought that a Jew would, I mean, a firm Jew would set foot in there.
Well, that's amazing.
You want to go to Camp Wayne, Mayor?
It would be nice to go up to camp.
Okay. Well, you can speak to your good friend, Rabbi Beitler. We'll see.
Rabbi, I saw after Morasha sent out the second email, I heard then everything was canceled afterwards. So there are no.
Yeah, not only is Morasha canceled, but so is Nesher canceled, so is Moshava canceled. That's what I was told. And of course, before Morasha closed, all the non-from camps closed, including Wayne. But Rabbi Barth is quite enterprising. The rumor is true. He's sending his Camp Wayne. I passed that camp so many times, I never was in there. But it looks like a very big lake from what I can see. Okay, Meg, you can swim the lake maybe. All right, we'll see what happens.